Langendorf, bakers of super energy bread for your wartime energy needs, presents The Adventures of Red Ryder. From out of the West comes America's famous fighting cowboy.
There's trouble down Murderer's Gulch way. Come on, Thunder.
You got what you asked for, Red.
You get him some rain, too.
Oh, shoot.
Them there sound men sure on their toes, Red.
One of them losing his balance.
What we need is a producer. Come on, Franklin.
Well, it certainly looks bad for Red Ryder tonight. For excitement and thrill-packed
suspense.
You've never heard anything like this. But before we stick our necks out any further...
When you want to get bread, remember the name Langendorf. Langendorf is super fresh, has plenty of crust, and is full of energy. Langendorf also has B1 and B2.
What? No B-O?
As you have heard many times before, Langendorf is full of protein, with iron, with niacin, with dextrose, with milk, with shortening, and with sugar. But tonight, the big secret is out. Langendorf also contains, of all things, flour. So if you want your peppery nude, your muscles built, and your blood reddened, try Langendorf, please.
In tonight's story of the West that lives forever, Red Ryder is out to get a sidewinding bushwhacking polecat by the name of Cash Darrow. He got him. Red Ryder is now out to get a sidewinding bushwhacking polecat by the name of Slinky Copper. He got him too. Red Ryder is now out to get a sidewinding bushwhacking polecat by the name of Strong Arm Lindstrom. As our story opens tonight, we find Red, Buckskin, and Little Beaver riding like the wind toward Murderer's Gulch, which, on this particular morning, seems unusually quiet and peaceful. Whoa!
You hear him, that Red Rider?
Sound a little like shots to me.
Warn you, this one's a therapeutic thyroid. I think you're right, Red. Anyway, something knocked my head off.
Them was shots. There must be trouble in Murderer's Gulch. Come on, you two, let's ride. Stretch them legs, pound that dirt, lift that bale, tote that barge. Come on, Thunder!
There might have been some trouble here at the Shea Ranch, Red. The building is all burnt to the ground.
3 floors, standing by a pile of ashes. See him?
Yeah. We'll ask them what happened. They might know. Boo! Howdy. My name's Ryder. Have a little fire?
No, thanks. We just had one.
Well, what happened? Tell me, maybe I can help you out.
Oh, it's that sidewinding bushwagon full gas Strong Arm Lindstrom. He stole our cattle, burned down our house and barn. shot Pa and run off with Ma.
Well, see, nominal fortitude to feminine physiognomies, and no wonder you're all a-crying.
Oh, we ain't a-crying about that. We just finished reading Uncle Tom's Cabin.
Well, how's your Pa now?
Stiff. I ain't ever seen him so stiff. That's him leaning against the well over yonder.
Oh, yeah. Well, how come he's got them brass buttons on his shirt?
Oh, them ain't brass buttons. Strong arm plugged him 4 times. That's the daylight shining through.
Well, don't you worry. We'll get that murdering coyote, won't we, Buckskin?
Sure we'll, Red. In the next to the last scene.
Where does this strong arm Lindstrom hang out?
He lives in a crag in the rocks on Squatooth Mountain. But you can usually find him hanging around Stella's soft drink parlor in Sagebrush City.
Well, we'll try the crack in the rocks first. If he ain't there, we'll go to Stella's. When we find that skunk, one of us is going to bite the dust. And if previous scripts are any indication, it ain't going to be me.
Stella's soft drink parlor has one on me. Up to the fountain and don't waste no time about it.
Hey, give me a glass of skim milk.
Now, looky here, Strong Arm. I'm getting fed up with you a-coming in here and lousing up my joint all the time.
Why, you ungrateful Jezebel, for 2 pins, I'd claw your eyes out.
You claw out so much as 1 eye and you'll find yourself in a field, Joe.
My goodness, who are you?
Ryder's the name. Red Ryder, you side-winding, bushwhacking, skunk.
Heaven, simply ruined my pearl-handled Smith & Wesson.
And speaking of handles, when I'm done with you, you're going to be wearing an overcoat with 3 sandals on each hide. And this is the one that does it.
As if Strong Arm wasn't bad enough, you come in here and louse my place up right.
In the rocks. I'll keep the entrance covered, Buckskin. I'll order him to come out. All right, you no good sidewinding bushwhacking polecat. Come out of there, we'll smoke you out.
You hear him, that noise?
That there polecat's coming out.
If he shows fight, just lead him to me. Well, he's almost here.
Look, reach the bustles. It is a polecat.
Yeah, I'm a polecat, but I'm moving out. I can't live in the same crack with that skunk Strong Arm Lindstrom.
I'm betting 2 matches. Anybody going to stay?
Sure, I'll call you, Sheriff, and raise you 3 matches.
You're not me. I'm 13 matches in the hole now.
Got to call you, Zip.
Doggone it. No use me trying to bluff. Rake him in, Sheriff.
Thanks, boys. You know, it's sure been quiet around here today. Only 1 murder up to now.
That sounded like the bank vault going up.
Yeah, it could have been safe in the express office.
Anybody open?
Yeah, I'll open for a couple.
Stay.
Sagebrush County Jail. Sheriff Tadawana is speaking.
The bank safe blowed up. The bank and the banker went up with it.
Heads! I'll take 2 cards. Sagebrush County Jail. Sheriff Tadawana is speaking.
Pico's Bill and his band of cutthroat renegades just shot up a meeting of the town council. Now we'll have to hold a special election to elect a new council.
Heads! How many did you take, kid?
2.
How come you got 7 cards in your hand?
You can't count. I've only got 6.
Why, you blasted no good card sharp. Keep me out of my matches, will you?
Hey! What the hell?
Oh.
Hey, Sheriff, my name's Ryder, Red Ryder. I thought you might like to know that... Say, what are you dopes all lying around on the floor for? Don't you know that the gutters of sagebrush are running red and you can't see the sun for gun smoke?
And I had a straight open at both ends and in the middle.
Well, Red has been up against a lot of things in his life, but this certainly is murder. But while we still have a sponsor, here's a message to the members of our Langendorf Victory Patrol.
All right, kiddies. Take out your decoder. Got him out? That's nice. Now, here is your message. 1944. But don't bother to look it up. It means conserve utilities. And here is the way you little jerks can help your government save on gas and light. When the bills come, just tear them up and say nothing about it. Do that each month, and soon you'll be surprised how much gas and lights you'll save. Thank you.
Now, as we return to our soggy saga of the Old West, we find that the decent, respectable citizens of Sagebrush City have called a mass meeting to elect a new sheriff. Present in the town hall are Red Ryder, the candidate for the office, and the three respectable citizens.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Nay? Oh, shut up, Thunder. Who asked you?
Well, I'm again it, Ryder. Who ever heard of a lady sheriff?
And who said I was a lady, you lop-eared, pea-brained galoot?
Anyways, there was but one dissenting vote, Mrs. Cadwalder. You've been duly elected to fill the unexpired term of your expired husband. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Now, the only thing that worries me is what you're going to do about rounding up a posse.
Oh, I got a few gentlemen friends scattered around this county. Round them up, and I'll have a posse. And how?
Hey, Cleats, Cleaver, and his cronies are swooped in from the swamp, swiped Swede, Swenson, and Swine, and swooped back to the swamp again.
Give me my badge. I'll bring that buzzard back, or, bust.
I don't see why you fellas is making me ride behind you like I had the scurvy or something.
Well, let this be a lesson to you, Buckskin. Never say scat to a skunk.
Hey, look him up ahead. Big posse ride him this way.
Posse? That looks like the standing army. You better rein up.
Well, Duffel, back to Doodlebug. They're all following some Buckskin Babe.
And Bustin' Babe wearing sheriff's badge.
Rein up, boys.
Howdy, Sheriff.
Howdy, cowboy.
You looking for somebody?
Yes, I be. Some swarty, swaggering swab swooped in from the swamp. Swiped Swede, Swenson, Swine, and swooped back to the swamp again. But we're going to get him, ain't we, boy?
Yeah.
You know who the shoddy shyster is, Sheriff?
Name's Clint, somebody.
All right, fellas, all the way.
Here, what's that Dingle doing dangling from the devil?
Well, we're just obeying orders, Sheriff. You said lynch somebody.
And by the way, I don't think we've met before. What did you say your name was, Redhead?
Oh, my name's Ryder. Red Ryder. I'm from over Painted Valley way.
What are you trying to hem me, stranger? I left Red Ryder in Sagebrush City not over 20 minutes ago.
You what?
I left him in Stella's soft drink parlor sipping soda. And if you say I was seeing things, I'll stop you one.
Well, you sure wasn't seeing Red, ma'am.
I am now. The Sagebrush County Jail ain't had a tenant for nigh on to 8 months. But she's sure gonna have one, Coco Pronto. A soft drink parlor and sitting at the fountain is Red Ryder. Jeepers, looks like he's had a soda too many.
Red Ryder, nothing. That's my kid brother, Pinky Ryder. And he's through impersonating me.
We don't want no fussing in Sagebrush City, stranger.
Well, if it ain't Big Brother Red.
Oh, drinking sodas again, huh? I ain't gonna call you a skunk, Pinky. I ain't even going to call you a polecat. You're nothing but a doggone perfume pussy, you no-account little squirt.
I don't like that, Red. I'm just as much of a skunk as you are, you mealy mouse.
Well, peel me a grape if they didn't shoot the guns out of each other's hands. That's what you call sharp shooting.
Well, it's been nice knowing all you people. I just learned that our former sponsor was... just carried out in a straitjacket. It seems too bad that...
Too bad? Too bad? It's perfectly awful. Nothing like this ever happened when we had the account.
I think... Your pardon?
I say when we had it, it was a nice, beautiful little show. Nice, quiet, and restrained. So restful and soothing. Now look what you've done to it. As if one rider wasn't enough, you have to have two. And the bread. What have you done to the bread? It used to be made of protein, dextrose, niacin, and iron. Now flour it's got to have, too. But I'll bet a 10-spot it's still lousy.
As we return to Red and his kid brother Pinky, we find the two boys still arguing.
I ain't.
You are two.
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 Higgins, here comes Dan Dutch.
And is she burning? She's a giving all sparks at every jump.
Frightened again.
Huh?
Didn't I tell you to always turn the other cheek?
Well, I did, and he kicked me in the pants.
Well, I'll fix him, and you too. Now, here.
Oh, my jaw. Cut it, Joe.
Cut it, Joe.
Now, you two get back to Painted Valley before I whale the living tar out of the prairie.
Say, Stella, what's that sign you're sticking up where the window used to be?
See, Stella, for used lumber and second-hand brick.
Come on, you two.
Come on, little beaver.
Come on, Thunder.
Jesus, forget him to open door.
To those who appeared in our show tonight and those who were unable to be with us, we are all grateful. Our thanks also to Dave Typus for his stirring production of our odious opus, to Albert Van Antwerth for his stirring tale, to the technical staff, the sound department of the Blue Network for their wholehearted cooperation. As for the names of those in tonight's cast, we refer you to Paul Franklin. He is sure to recognize them. If he doesn't, he's not the producer we think he is. So to Red Rider, from all these sidewind and bushwhacking polecats,
happy birthday!
This is the Blue Network. Can you blame them after this?